Hi, welcome friends to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. And today we are going to jump into one of my favorite tools. And honestly, I don't even remember where I first learned about this, but I have kind of changed it up a little bit, made it my own. I share with this with a lot of my clients, and it's called the Goal Digging Map. I was calling it goal mapping yesterday on the podcast, but it's the Goal Digging Map. And it's a tool that I use to help clear the mental clutter that we talked about on yesterday's podcast, but it's also just to get clear vision of your goals and the how-to, because there's no sense in setting a goal if you don't know how you're going to achieve it, right? So let's jump into today's podcast, and I'm going to share with you the secrets to creating your own goal digging map. So the goal digging map, and I am going to attach a free handout for you that will help visualize what I'm talking about. But hopefully I'll be able to explain it to you. And some of you may have seen me do this. I've shared this in a couple of different free courses I've done. I shared this in the Shift Sales Source Success Academy. It's something I talk a lot about. And it's how I just kind of create this visual goal. It's not a goal poster, but a goal digging map that shows what I'm shooting for, what I'm working on, and different ways to get there. And I'll explain all of that in just a second. But before we jump into today's show, I do want to give you, just a couple more reminders. Time is ticking away. We launch the spring Shift Sales Source Success Academy on Thursday. So there's just two more days to get registered. And who is this academy for? It is for you if you have this dream in your heart to start a business. And it could be that you're ready to start your business this year, or maybe you're thinking about starting a business in the next, year or two, but you kind of just want to get your plan very clear, get crystal clear on your plan. Maybe you're wondering whether or not you even have any talents to start a business. Like the idea of being a business owner and entrepreneur appeals to you because the thought of having the lifestyle freedom definitely appeals to you, but you don't even know what you would do or what talent you have to offer. How could you create a business? You're used to working for somebody else. I'm here to tell you that we can find and tap into your talents and create a business all around them. I promise you that. One of my favorite things to do that we get to discover in the Shift Sales Source Success Academy. We do that through vision planning and also through the Clifton Strengths, where we really dive deep into what are your natural God-given talents and how to create an ideal business around them. So if that speaks to you, grab a spot. Come join us. It's going to be a very intimate session. The spring session is going to be extremely small. So it's almost like getting one-on-one coaching from me at about half the price you would normally spend to get the one-on-one coaching. And you'll also get a little fellowship in there. You'll get to just come out of the next 90 days feeling like you have a plan for your future and you know how to achieve it. And you probably will make a few sales, maybe, or be ready to. So the investment you will spend on the course will pay for itself over and over and over again. So it's not an expense. It is an investment in your future. So 2 days left to register. The deadline, the doors are getting shut. Boom, they're shutting on February 3rd. And they will not reopen again until May at the earliest. So don't delay your success. Join us for the Shift Sales Source Success Academy. That's the hardest part about it, is just saying the name. So anyway, wanted to put that last little plug in there. All right, let's jump into the goal digging map and what it is and why you might want to think about using it. Because here's the thing. So a goal digging map, if you think about a treasure chest map or a map to get you to your destination, remember road trips pre-COVID when we could get in the car? I mean, my husband and I have been doing that anyway, just to get out of the house, go taking some road trips places. But remember old-fashioned maps, and we used to pull out the map before GPS and figure out where are we going. And maybe there's, and even GPS does this, you get alternative routes and you could go this way or you can go this way, or maybe you can go this way. Maybe you don't want to pay tolls, so you don't want to go on the toll booths. Maybe you want the extra detours. Maybe you're planning some extra excursions along the way. But the gold digging map helps you do that. It helps you figure out all the different ways you can get to that one destination. You decide how it's going to happen. And anytime you set goals, I highly recommend that you do have 4 to 5 different ways to get you to that goal. Or another way to look at it is sometimes I call them 4 to 5 balls in the air. I've done this a lot when I'm coaching my, when I was coaching my team and my consultants, and they were striving for big things. We would always sit down and figure out what are 4 to 5 different ways to achieve this goal. Because here's the thing, if one of those balls in the air falls and bursts or whatever happens to them or rolls away and it's just total bombs on you, it's okay because you still have other things to that you're working on. And the whole theory behind it is if at least 2 to 3 of those balls land in the right place, you will achieve your goal. Because what is stressful, you guys, is if we have a big goal and we are only leaving ourselves one way to get to that goal. That is high stress. That is high anxiety. And I realize that with myself, like why, you know, I have had a lot of anxiety this week because I was really focusing on one thing and trying one way to achieve that goal. And it's not really working that great. So I had to go back to my goal digging map and realize, wait a minute, I know better than that. Like I teach this. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that I need to figure out what are the different ways to get to that destination. And if you have 4 to 5 different ways to get there, you'll get there. Even if 1 or 2 of them totally bomb on you. Okay. So that's the point behind the goal digging map, is just different routes to get to the same destination, different balls in the air to fulfill the goal, however you want to look at it. So visually get that in your mind. And then how you do this is I recommend you grab a large sheet of paper or a poster board. When you're really serious about things, grab a poster board. Now, I recommend you don't do your final copy on a wipe-off board, like a whiteboard. You maybe could do this on a chalkboard, as long as nobody's going to go up and smudge it and erase it on you. So I know like that's the big thing now is the chalk walls. How cool are those, right? So you could probably even do this on a chalk wall, like I said, as long as nobody's going to come in and erase it on you, because you don't want it erased. And you put in the center of your poster or your wall what your main goal is. And I'm going to give you an example here in a minute, but your main goal goes in the center. You draw a circle and your main goal goes in that center, in that circle, in the center of your paper. And then you're going to draw little tangents. If you think of like atoms, remember like in science class, you have the little atoms and I don't remember what else anything else was called, but you know, the little circles with the spikes on them, right? And not the spikes, but the lines. So you're going to draw a line that lead to 4 or 5 different circles that are smaller than that center circle. So you have 4 or 5 different lines. And again, there's a free handout you can sign up for and there'll be a picture of this. So you have 4 to 5 different lines that all lead to smaller circles. And inside each of those 4 to 5 circles, you're going to write in each circle a different idea on how you can reach your goal that you just put in the center of the paper. And again, I'm going to give you an example in a second. So hold on, hang on to this thought with me. And then underneath each of those separate smaller circles, you're going to break that down into action steps below each circle until you get through all the who, what, when, where, how, all the details. And then here's the key. Then you take the who, what, when, how, and you plug that into your calendar, or at least put it on your monthly or weekly brain dump list. So at least it's somewhere that you know it's eventually going to get plugged in. So you know exactly when you're going to do that action item. So that's your goal digging map. Let's run through an example of this. Let's say you are a new business owner and your goal over the next, and this can be 3 months, you guys know 90 days, no less than 90 days. Don't make a shorter goal than that. Let's say the next 90 days or even 6 months. Let's just say in the next 6 months, your goal is to build 25 new clients. Now, another little piece of that, your goal in the center does need to be specific and it needs to be tangible. It needs to be something that you know you have achieved it. So you don't want to put things like add more clients. What does that mean? You could add one new client. You've added more clients. That's probably not your goal. Or make more money or expand my business. It needs to be tangible. It needs to be specific. So 25 new clients by whatever date. Put that in the center. Then your 4 to 5 ideas, I'm going to give you 4 examples that could be the circles going off of that main goal. One might be you're going to work on expanding your social media, your community, your social media community. So you have more exposure. So it could be you draw your little line, put in circle number one, expand my community on social media. That's one idea. And then another idea might be reach out to 5 people a week to let them know what you're doing. Let them know you're in business now. Another idea might be offer a referral program. If you have existing customers, you have a referral program. And then let's say another idea, number 4, the 4th idea might be make sure you're creating new products or courses or whatever it is you do that appeal to your ideal client. And then your 5th idea might be getting speaking engagements or doing a booth, being a guest on podcasts. Somewhere where you're going to be able to talk about your product or service. Okay, so those are your 5 ideas that come off of the main goal. Then underneath each idea, you get all the details. So let's go back to idea number one, which was expanding your community on social media. So some ideas underneath that circle might be your Facebook community. If you have a private Facebook group, how can you expand that group? How can you grow that group? That's one of my things. That's on my board. And I'm going to run a spotlight giveaway contest. Now, I'm not going to give the details on that. You can watch how that's done over in the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Facebook community. But we're doing a spotlight giveaway contest to expand the community and spotlight some of the members already. That's one idea. Another idea to expand your social media community might be to get on Pinterest. And then underneath that, you might write, okay, maybe you either need to hire a VA to do your Pinterest. Maybe you need to take a course to learn how to do Pinterest. Maybe you already know all that and you just need to commit that, Mondays at 1 o'clock, I'm going to create pins and post them. Get them scheduled on Tailwind. Maybe another idea for social media might be showing up on Instagram 3 times a week. And underneath that, you might have to write that you have to learn to get better at doing your live stories. Or maybe you want to learn how to, what's the thing? It's not TikTok, but like TikTok. You want to learn how to do that. And then you're going to say, when are you going to do that? Maybe at 9 o'clock, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to do an Instagram live. So you plug it in and you get it scheduled. So that would be that idea number one. Now, idea number 2, that reach out to 5 people a week to let them know what you're doing. Underneath that, you might have exactly what day of the week are you going to do that? Maybe Mondays at 10 o'clock, you're going to spend 30 minutes just reaching out to your circle to just let them know what you're doing. Maybe you write a list of who are you going to reach out to. It could be former, coworkers. It could be existing coworkers. Different things like that. So you kind of get the idea there, right? Creating the products. Think about what could you create that your ideal client would want? When are you going to do all of that? Same thing with the speaking engagements or podcast guests. Who can you reach out to? When are you going to do that? What does that look like? You get all the details. So by the time you're done, you have this board or this wall that looks like something out of a crime show with all the circles and lines and everything coming off of this main goal right smack dab in the center. And what does this do? This gives you structure. This gives you a plan. This reminds you, because you keep it where it's visual, so it reminds you what your goal is. And then when those days creep in that you're feeling anxious and you're feeling like nothing's working and you're feeling like, I don't even know what to do, you go back to your board, because what you need to do is already written out on your board. You just forgot that it's there. So go back to your board, look at where maybe you've literally dropped the ball, and pick up from there. Or maybe you need to add another path. But use that board. And I promise you, when you keep that and you work it for at least 90 days, you will start to see your goal getting hit. And you will start to see that, oh, wait, this is happening for me. So it's so fun. And just like finding that buried treasure, you will find the goal. You will dig up the goal. So how exciting is that? So I hope this helps. I know it's really hard when you can't see it visually. And that's why, again, I'm including the free handout for you guys in the show notes. You can pull that up, and that hopefully will make a little bit more sense. Or maybe you've caught me doing some lives where I teach about this. But if you have any questions, reach out to me. I love to hear from you in the DMs. And also, one more thing, if you do want to see me do this live, so I do have my goal setting course is live. We moved it all over to Kajabi. It is set, ready to go, I think, out there for you. So if you're interested in that, I'll put the links in the show notes as well. You can go take the goal setting course, and that will help you dive deeper into all of this. And in the goal setting course, we go through how to set goals in your personal life, what to look for, what might stop you from hitting your goals. That's a biggie. And then how to set goals in your business or career as well. It's a really powerful goal setting course that covers all three of those things. You can even up it a little bit and get the vision board training as well. It was a huge hit for people in January, but even in February, if you're not crystal clear on all your goals, I highly recommend it. Really, any time of year, the goal setting course, you can get a lot out of it. So that is a DIY, do it yourself, but at your on your own pace type of course. So you can go in and just as you go type of course. So I'll put that in the show notes as well. All right, as always, thanks for listening. If you have questions, reach out. And until next time, remember, life is short. Enjoy the journey, my friends.